7. Record of an interview conducted by Remembrancer Oloton. I am mere flesh, Mercedes. When all else is said and done, and the panoply of war is stripped away, and my physical enhancements set aside for what they are, which is merely the instruments of my duty, I am just human. You do not have to be afraid of me. But yes, I was wrought for war. We all were. Because war is one of our duties, and we must be capable of waging it well, better than any before us. However, we are more than warriors. War, my lady, is but one of our functions. The bitterest, yes, but merely one role among many. We were made to do myriad things, and we were wrought to do every one of them supremely well. Ah, I think of my bold lunar wolves at Artuo, and the Kaskastine and Androff systems, the superlative implementation of their battlecraft. My mind strays into memories, forgive me. I was going to say that one day, and I truly believe this, war will no longer be a necessity. It will no longer have to be one of our duties. I look forward to that. I do not want to die in war. I want to die in the peace that war has built. We are fundamentally builders, you see. That's what I hope you'll understand. We are makers. Yes, sometimes stone must be cut and dressed with a hammer and worked until it fits, but only so it fits and we can build securely upon it. We are constructing civilization, Remembrancer. It is not easy, and it is not quick. Any blood that is spilled is only necessary blood, and I weep, like my father on the banks of that river, when it occurs. I would honestly offer my life in payment if the great work could be accomplished bloodlessly. But let's not be naive about it. It can't. I am sanguine about that. You should be too. We do this for you, for the whole of humanity. And we do this, I believe, Mercedes, together. I'm sorry? Well, no. He is not with us now. After the triumph of Eleanor, when my father left my side, I felt genuinely lost for a while. Of course, I was flattered and honored to be named his proxy. Surprised? No, I wasn't surprised. I'll confess that. My lady, your questions are astute, perceptive. You wish to get to the heart of me. Well, I'll tell you. No, I wasn't surprised. It had to be me. I was really the only choice. I was flattered and honored, but relieved. I would have been offended if the mantle had passed to one of my brothers, worthy though they all are. But I was bereft too, just like my father beside that river. For I felt, if he was leaving us, that the work was done. Then I was inheriting a hollow crown and an empty title. Aspiration, you see. It is coded into me. I felt lost, for I wondered what there was left to accomplish. There were more worlds to conquer, though. I soon discovered that, just as my father had. And before you ask, I again use the word conquer in the loose sense we discussed. Katakto. There were worlds to bring to compliance, worlds to liberate, societies to embrace. We have made more peace than war. We have made peace with thousands of cultures, all of them the lost and scattered treasures of old Earth. We have found our kin and the branches of our family, and we have known them as our own. Every world we come to, Mercedes, I hold out my hand first, before I reach for my sword. War, war master, crusade, these are just words chosen to inspire humanity. They're proud, strong words intended to impress and to emphasize the prowess of our deeds, but they are propaganda, much like the histories that you write and transmit home. They speak of strength and courage, of unity in purpose, of determination. Nevertheless, they are just words, and they express only a small part of what we do. Soon, I think, we will be able to do away with them entirely. They will be obsolete. No. How funny. No, Remembrancer, I do not think I will become obsolete with them. My role has only just begun. Mademoiselle Mercedes, if you expect me to be humble, you are speaking to the wrong man. I know what I am. I tower over you, Mercedes Oloton. I am 4 times your size. I tower over all men and women. I am well aware of my nature. I am human, Remembrancer. But if I was coy and claimed I was only a man, I think then you would have real reason to fear me, for I would either be lying to you or afflicted by some dangerous denial. I need to know what I am. I need to be secure in that fact. I am post-human. I am a Primarch. I am Lupercal. I am, in the terms of the ancient Eleniki, a demigod. I can't hide it. I shouldn't. Denying that fact is denying myself, and denying myself is denying my purpose. I embrace what I am, and I rejoice. I was made for great things. And that's not arrogance. I know you didn't say so, but I see the look on your face. So it's not arrogance. It is frank acceptance. You do not place this much power and potential in a single frame without making sure it understands what it is. It would be arrogance if I pretended it wasn't the case. If I pretended I was less. If I demurred and affected modesty, well, that would be cause for concern. I know what I am. I am, in the healthiest way, afraid of what I am. Otherwise, I would be very dangerous indeed.